Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Today, I want to talk about how crochet is a dirty word, which sounds bananas, but when you are selling what you make, the word crochet can have a really bad effect on your sales. So this doesn't apply if you're selling patterns, doesn't apply if you're selling courses or ebooks, anything like that. If you're selling what you make, so the crochet that you finish, what you sell, postings out, at craft fairs, do you use the word crochet when you're selling? So when you're listing your crochet on, say, Etsy or Shopify, are you using the word crochet in the title? Are you talking about it in the description? If you are, you might want to rethink it, because crochet can have an unconsciously bad effect. So people might not even know they're doing this, but they can see the word crochet and skip off and go somewhere else. And it's not because you're a bad crocheter. It's not because what you're selling is terrible. You could have the most perfect item for someone, but seeing the word crochet can give them the ick. I know, it's insane, but the reason is simple. Most people who buy crochet are not crocheters. They do not get it. They do not understand it. They love the look of it. They may not know why. They may not know the name of the technique. But they love the look. They want to buy it. However, their knowledge of the word crochet, for the most part, comes from grandma. They see grandma crocheting in front of the TV at night, just crocheting away, and she gets through loads of yarn, she gets through loads of projects, she showers her kids, grandkids, with blankets, with sweaters, with the dishcloths, all sorts. There's always something crochet going around. But this also cheapens your crochet, because grandma does it. It can't be that difficult. It doesn't take very long, so why is it so overpriced? There can't be that much skill involved. Grandma's doing it. It's an old lady they see crocheting, and so it becomes old-fashioned in their minds. It brings the value down. So if this is someone's experience of crochet, the word turns them off. Really unfair. It's very unfair. But they don't actually know they're doing this. This is all in their subconscious. They may not have any clue that they don't like the word when it comes to something they're buying. And we're like that. Our shopping choices are governed by our subconscious. We get this nagging feeling that something's not quite right, and that stops us from buying online. And that defense is quite useful, especially when it comes to spotting like scam sites and something that's just too good to be true. But our subconscious can also unfairly make us walk away from something that's actually really good. And this is one of those examples. If someone's only experience with crochet is grandma and her granny blankets, they're going to think twice about buying crochet for themselves. So what do you do about it? Well, you just take the word crochet out. If you are selling a bag and your title on Etsy is over-the-shoulder crochet bag, take the word crochet out. Think about when you're buying anything else. Shoes, bags, whatever it is. Do you care about how it's made? Chances are you don't. You don't care if it's sewn together by hand, sewn together by machine, if it's stitched together using an overlocker. You don't care. You don't care what stitch is used to put it together. You don't care if it's woven or loom made. Maybe you do, but for the most people buying it who are not crafters, they don't. So they're not really going to care that it's crochet. 95% of people who buy crochet are not crocheters, because most crocheters will simply crochet themselves. So you are selling to people who do not know an awful lot about crochet. Their experience of it comes from family members who maybe sat on that back porch crochet the day away. And this is the part that cheapens the word crochet. And this is the part that's doing the damage. Because, you know, crochet is such an accessible craft. Anyone can do it. But not everyone can sell. Not everyone can make something that is so eye-catching, is so well put together that they can sell it and make a business out of it. But your average Joe Blogs on the street does not know the difference between a hobby crocheter and an artisan crocheter who's making money from it. They are two different things. And so their subconscious is going to work, and not in a good way for you. And so you've got to get past using the word crochet all the time, because you care that it's crochet. You are very proud of your skill, which you absolutely should be. But most people who are buying crochet do not give a monkeys about how it's put together. They care that what they're looking for does the job, looks fabulous, and satisfies their need. How it's made isn't important. Now, the story behind how you came up with the idea to make it, that's important. But the actual method of construction, i.e. crochet, does not matter. You do not need to use the word crochet when you're selling what you make. It can do you a disservice. It can trigger that subconscious connection with grandma who is crocheting all the time, so can't be that difficult. It can't be. Maybe they should just go ask grandma to make it instead. It's all at work in the back of their minds. It gives them the ick, they move away, and they will go buy something else instead. If you take the word crochet out of your title, you're going to stand a far better chance of selling what you make. You need that title to be descriptive. You need it to have keywords in. But crochet should not be one of them, because it can do you a disservice. It really can lose you sales. Now, you can put a sentence or two in the description about it being crochet, preferably down at the bottom for people who are curious, because some people will be, absolutely. But when you appear in search results, you have one chance to get someone to click to find out more and find that all-important buy button. But if they see the word crochet and go, ooh, they can just really easily scroll on to the next item that catches their eye. When you have a split second to influence someone's decision to click, they can also be influenced by that split second ick factor that their subconscious has brought up. They may not even register that they've seen the word crochet, but it just makes them scroll on. You've got to stop that scroll. The way to get people to click and buy is to stop that scroll. And even the slightest bit of "that doesn't seem quite right to me" will make them move on. They won't even stop for long enough to figure out why they've moved on. They've just seen something that doesn't quite fit for them. And crochet can have that effect. I mean, it's a very, very old word. You know, it goes back to the 1700s. It's a very old word. Most people have heard of it. Many might not know what it is. And someone who is buying something that is crocheted don't necessarily know much about it. And so you got to get past that first. And the way to get past it is to simply not make it an issue in the first place and omit the word crochet from your title. Because it doesn't matter that your item is crocheted. How it is constructed is not important to the buyer. They care that it does the job, it's the item that they are looking for, and it suits them. The method by which it was made does not factor in. So why give people the chance to turn away from your crochet and buy an absolutely fabulous product that's going to be amazing for them because of a word that has no bearing to the sale? Let's remove that possible issue by simply not making an issue at all. It can improve your sales. It can improve your click-through rate, which is going to improve your sales as well. And it will stop people from scrolling, make people hang around a bit longer and take a closer look, and stop that ick factor from coming through. All those connotations of crochet being old-fashioned, of being cheap, easy, it goes away if you simply omit the word. Because, you know, people who are looking for a nursery rug are not looking for a crochet nursery rug. They're just looking for a nursery rug that suits their decor, that suits their vision for their new baby's nursery. The method by which it was made is not important to them. You don't need to use it. It's your pride wanting to use it. And I get it. I absolutely get it. It feels very natural to put it in. It feels like something that should be used because it's a search term. But it's only a search term for those people who are looking for it. And very, very few people will be looking specifically for crochet. In fact, most people who search crochet, say crochet nursery rugs, are crochet sellers themselves who are researching keywords that they can use for their listings. Not actually people who are buying. And it can completely skew your perception. You have to decide if you're going to use the word crochet or not. But my advice is to not. I understand why you want to use it to give as much detail as possible, because you're very proud of your skills. Because it feels like you should. But sometimes what feels like we should do is not right in terms of getting more business coming through and making more sales. So I hope that's been useful. And, you know, these things we live and learn. And you can test this out by trial and error. You know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. You can put some listings in with the word crochet in, some without, and test them out. So thank you for joining me. And if you would like to hear more about the podcast and what's coming up and more crochet business tips, then subscribe to our newsletter. Go to crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe or check out the link in the show notes. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.